Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Racing costs put Camplex Burnout Pit project on tight deadline ahead of October event. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. With just weeks to go before a major event in early October, Camplex is working against the clock to build a concrete burnout pit for blessed performance. Gillette News Record reported the pad, slated for Morningside Park, was initially budgeted at $100,000. But rising material costs and construction estimates have pushed the likely price tag to between $150,000 and $175,000. Executive Director Aaron Lyles says raw materials alone could cost up to $70,000, making it unlikely a contractor could complete the job for the original estimate. The land board has authorized Lyles to seek bids from at least three contractors, and despite the ballooning costs, board members say they still see the project as a long-term investment. Blessed Performance is now negotiating a five-year contract to repay Camplex for the upfront expenses. If construction isn't completed in time, Lyles says the October event will go forward, though without the new pad, it won't be the ideal setup organizers had hoped for. Wyoming lawmakers debate book ban bill amid concerns of censorship. Wyoming lawmakers are weighing a proposal that would ban sexually explicit books from children's sections in libraries, but critics warn the measure could lead to unintended censorship. The draft bill would fine libraries up to $50,000 if minors gain access to restricted books and would allow citizens to sue for violations. Supporters argue the legislation is designed to protect children from inappropriate material. According to Wildfile, opponents, including educators, librarians, and community leaders, say the bill is overly broad and could restrict access to religious texts or classic literature that contain graphic passages. They also argue Wyoming already has obscenity laws in place and warn the proposal could limit parental choice. After nearly 2 hours of testimony last week, the Joint Judiciary Committee postponed its vote until October in Cheyenne. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.